It's Lexington's all new hits, 106.3.
Second Date Update is brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here. Hey, Marty. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I know we spoke a couple days ago, and you said you haven't really heard anything from Catherine as of yet. So the big question here is, why do you think she's avoiding you?
Well, I really screwed up. That's all. I mean, we agreed to meet at 7 on Saturday, like 2 Saturdays ago, but had a late night, and so I decided to take a nap before the date.
And I'm assuming you kind of overslept for this?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, but how late were you? 20 minutes? 30?
Maybe like an hour. I mean, okay. I felt bad. We clearly got off to the wrong foot, but I think the rest of the date was really fun.
Did she seem annoyed?
No, not at all. I mean, she was cool about it. I mean, I tried, you know, my best to make it up to her, but I don't know, maybe it didn't work.
I mean, honestly, I can't say that I blame her. An hour's a really long time to be waiting for somebody. She waited longer than I would have ever waited.
Well, I feel badly, but I mean, I made it up. I mean, that was worth it. That was worth waiting for.
Okay. Well, why don't we give her a call and find out if she feels the same way.
All right. Thanks.
I'm sorry. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Hits 106.3. How are you doing? This is Catherine, correct?
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. I'm just really tripped out right now that somebody, one of your colleagues, said I was on the radio, so.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. We were actually given your number by Marty. You guys kind of went out on a date not too long ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, are you interested in seeing him again? Because, I mean, he had a great time with you, but knows that he really, really messed things up by showing up an hour late and kind of wants another chance.
Did he actually say that to you?
He really did. I mean, he says he feels so bad about it.
That's more than he gave me, because he didn't even apologize. It's like you do something really messed up and then don't acknowledge it. So, you know, really? I don't know. I mean, he was nice on the date, but he really... really screwed up.
Wow. We didn't know that he didn't say sorry on the date with you. But we just spoke with him and he sounds really sorry about it. So there's that.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, he can sound really nice, but, you know, it's crazy. I mean, I probably would have been okay had he just acknowledged it.
Okay, well, here's this. I'll let the two of you work it out. We actually have Marty on the phone with us. Marty, you want to say something?
Yeah. I don't know. It sucks. I mean, I overslept. I mean, I feel so bad.
Great. See, you guys, he's not willing to apologize.
Why don't you just apologize? Don't you want to see her again?
I mean, yeah, I do, but here's the thing. It's not really my fault. I mean, my alarm clock didn't go off.
Okay, but you were still an hour late. Imagine how Catherine felt waiting for you. I mean, that kind of is your fault.
I know.
If you go to a job and you're like, it's not my fault, it's my alarm clock, you're going to get fired or in trouble. So it's the same kind of thing.
I don't know. I mean, I feel badly, but the alarm didn't go off. So, I mean, what am I supposed to do now?
You're supposed to, Marty, apologize for wasting an hour of my time.
Yeah, but see, I set the alarm. I wasn't trying to be an hour late.
But that's not the point. You were an hour late.
Yeah, but it's my alarm's fault. You're not seeing the point.
Oh, my.
Right. Who set the alarm?
I did.
So then who is to blame for being an hour late?
The alarm clock.
Oh, my gosh. Are you f***ing kidding me? I cannot deal with your blatant stupidity.
Okay, wow. I'm not stupid. I think you're being kind of not cool yourself. I don't know if I could say it on the radio.
You don't. It's fine.
I am not. I'm shocked that you just can't seem to get it through your thick skull that you're to blame for being out. The least you can do is say you're sorry. So, I'm going to get off this radio call unless, like, I win some T-shirt or something. I'm out of here. Bye.
Okay. Sorry to waste your time. Marty, you should have just said you're sorry.
I don't agree with you, but thanks for your input.
Okay. Well, at least we got an answer for you.
Yeah. Cool. It's
106.3. Second Date Update was brought to you by Republic Bank. It's just easier here.